the WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. More than 200 inmates at Middle River Regional Jail and dozens of staff there test positive for COVID-19. Some Virginians could begin getting a coronavirus vaccine as early as mid-December. And with legislators set to debate legalizing marijuana next year, we fact-checked some claims by the governor about racial disparities in pot arrests. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, December 1st. More than 200 inmates at Middle River Regional Jail near Stanton have tested positive for COVID-19. The jail said in a press release Monday that after a suspected outbreak last week, all of its nearly 900 inmates and staff were tested, and 213 inmates have tested positive. A total of 47 staff have also tested positive. The jail said only one inmate has been admitted to the hospital with COVID-related symptoms. With recent positive news about COVID-19 vaccines from two major pharmaceutical companies, Virginia is now planning for distribution. Officials in the Commonwealth say that some people could receive the first round as early as mid-December. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
In a presentation to lawmakers Monday, Lillian Peek, the state epidemiologist, says healthcare workers and nursing home residents and staff are top of the list for getting a vaccine. The federal government will be distributing the first round to states based on population size. Peek says that means Virginia will get less than 3% of the initial supply.
Early on, the vaccine likely wouldn't be enough for all healthcare workers. So that will have to be broken down into subgroups. We're still working with VHHA to determine that.
VHHA, the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association. According to the State Department of Health Professions, Virginia has more than 380,000 licensed healthcare practitioners. Governor Ralph Northam recently told NPR the state is expecting about 70,000 initial doses. I'm Mallory Nopain.
Health officials continue to remind people that widespread vaccination is months away. They encourage people to continue to follow critical precautions, wearing masks, washing hands, and continuing physical distancing. A Criders teenager died Saturday night in a car crash near Bergton. State police said the teen's 2007 Chevy Silverado failed to handle a curve, ran off the road, and hit a tree. The driver, a 16-year-old boy, died after being taken to Centara RMH Medical Center. Police said he was not wearing a seatbelt. Yesterday, we reported that Virginia's first ever redistricting committee is now accepting applications. Ben Pavier with partner station VPM has more.
Applicants don't have to have a particular background to apply for the commission, but people who've run for office or been employed on campaigns are ineligible. Democratic Speaker of the House Eileen Fillercorn says she's looking for people who represent the state's diversity.
We want the commissioners who are going to be committed to inclusion and definitely dedicated to a fair redistricting process that focuses and protects on the vote of every Virginian.
Fillercorn and three other legislative leaders each get to pick at least 16 candidates from the application pool. A panel of retired judges will whittle that group to 8. A new law requires their picks to reflect Virginia's racial, ethnic, geographic, and gender diversity. The citizens will serve alongside 8 lawmakers beginning next year. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
And again, you can find that application at redistricting.dls.virginia.gov. Compared to other states, Virginia falls short in compensating innocent people who were wrongly imprisoned. That's according to a study conducted by the Virginia House Appropriations Committee. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the study suggests lawmakers consider setting a minimum award per year of imprisonment. Virginia is among more than 30 states that has a law to compensate wrongfully convicted persons for their incarceration. Since 2004, the General Assembly has compensated 25 wrongly convicted people, averaging about $46,000 per year of wrongful imprisonment. The average in some states is more than $70,000, and 17 other states grant a minimum of $50,000 a year. Finally today, Governor Northam wants lawmakers to legalize marijuana in its session next year. He's making claims about racial disparities in pot arrests. To check the accuracy of those claims, Craig Harper with VPM talked with Warren Fisk of PolitiFact Virginia.
Warren, the state will go to pot next year if Governor Ralph Northam has his way. He's going to have legislation introduced this winter that would make Virginia the 16th state to legalize marijuana. We don't know exactly how this will be done because the governor is still working on the bill, but whatever comes forth is going to get a lot of debate in the General Assembly. Northam says one of his reasons for legalizing marijuana is to end a racial injustice. Here's what he said during a November 20th radio interview on WAMU in Washington.
People of color and those of not, they use marijuana at the same rate. People of color are three times more likely to get arrested and convicted.
Warren, you looked into this. Does the governor have his figures right?
Yes, he does. If anything, he slightly understates the racial inequality of marijuana arrests and convictions. Let's start with the first part of his claim, that white and black people use pot at the same rate. This essentially holds up according to a 2018 national survey by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. 18% of blacks and 17% of whites said they'd used pot last year. 12% of blacks and 10% of whites said they'd used it in the last month.
Now, there's not much difference there. What about arrests?
There's substantial difference here. The General Assembly's Auditing Commission, JLARC for short, put out some research 2 weeks ago. It found that over the last decade in Virginia, 1.8 whites per thousand compared to 6.3 blacks per thousand were arrested for marijuana crimes. In other words, blacks were 3.5 times more likely than whites to be arrested for pot. Now, that's almost identical to what the American Civil Liberties Union found in a report released earlier this year. The ACLU, which supports legalizing marijuana, found that blacks were 3.4 times more likely than whites to be arrested for pot. Nationally, blacks were 3.6 times more likely than whites to be run in for marijuana. So the disparity in Virginia is about average. The ACLU also released figures for Virginia's 57 largest cities and counties, and in every one, blacks were more likely to be arrested for pot than whites. Hanover County had the largest discrepancy. Last decade, blacks were 21 times more likely than whites there to be arrested for marijuana. The racial disparity was 4 times higher in Chesterfield, 3 times more in Henrico, and 1.3 times higher in Richmond.
Those are striking figures. So what about convictions?
The overwhelming number of arrests are for small amounts of pot, and almost half of them don't result in convictions. That said, blacks are 4 times more likely to be convicted on marijuana charges than whites. JLARC found that 4 blacks per thousand were found guilty compared to 1 white per thousand.
Wow. Let's finish up. Northam said black and white people use marijuana at the same rate, yet black people are 3 times more likely to be arrested and convicted. What's the rating?
Surveys show that they do use pot at about the same rate. But blacks are 3.5 times more likely to be arrested for marijuana in Virginia and 4 times more likely to get convicted. So Northam has slightly understated his case, but we don't usually penalize people for that. We rate his statement true.
All right, thanks to Warren Fisk, our PolitiFact editor. For more information on this and other fact checks, you can go to vpm.org/PolitiFact.
PolitiFact's Warren Fisk talking with Craig Carper of VPM. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Tuesday.